It is. And you're on 94.7 The Pulse. My name's Brett. This is That's Life Still, proudly brought to you by
National Workplace Safety for all your workplace safety and policy and procedural needs.
I'll tell you what, we've got it mastered, haven't we? Nope. Anyway, we have on the phone, most importantly, our high performance and lifestyle wellness guru, Steph. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Of course she's good. This is what she teaches.
She is. She's good. Don't worry about that. Now,
I do try to be good every day, but I do have my down days. I'm still human.
Yes. No, really?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Unbelievable. Now, Steph, a very important topic we're talking about today. We're talking about life coaching and why do we need a life coach?
Well, very good question. And, you know, a lot of people have heard of life coaching, but they don't really know what it is. And it sounds like, some people think that it sounds like a bit fluffy or a bit like, yeah, that sounds like a bit, So I'm here to allay all your concerns and to clarify what it actually is. And I'd also like to talk about how to find a good life coach too. So I actually, as you know, I have a psychology background, but the work that I did in psychology, what I learned in psychology didn't really help the people that I wanted it to help. And when I've had my own anxiety and depression issues in the past, traditional psychology hasn't helped me much either. So I was at a loss for quite some years because I couldn't help myself with the techniques that I'd been taught in psychology. And I was very lucky to go away and find an organisation that taught me about emotions and about how to be a really great coach, because the coaching philosophy, the true coaching philosophy, is that the client holds all the answers. So as a coach, I'm not an expert in your life, and just the same way as, you know, the world's best golfing coach isn't the world's best golfer. So you don't necessarily need to be specifically the best at whatever it is that you're coaching in, but what you need to be the best at is about how to ask really great questions and draw out the answers for the client. So for me, life coaching is like a personal trainer. Like if you want to get fit and you want to lose weight, you go get yourself a personal trainer. They set you goals. You set activities for you to do every day. That kind of thing. So life coaching is about, okay, well, where are you now? And let's just say in 12 months' time, where would you like to be? What would you like to be doing in 12 months' time? Would you like to have a different job? Like, are you just sick of your job, but you just don't know where to start, or you don't have the confidence to start, to move, to start applying for different jobs? Do you want to go back to study? And it's about, for me, like most of my clients, is about helping them to find the courage to actually take those little steps and to make the change, because we're all very resistant to change. And I'm personally very resistant to change. So I still have my own coach because we set little goals. She helps me to see things that I don't see because I'm actually living my life. And when you've got someone outside yourself looking in, it's just like having the football coach sitting up in the grandstand. Well, they can actually see things that when you're playing on the field, you can't see.
Is it like that you've got to ring them every day to remind them what they've got to do, you know? Have you done that? Have you done this? Or is it a weekly or monthly appointment?
Yeah, so I work fortnightly. So mm-hmm. I do nearly all of my work on the phone, which some people find a bit odd. They prefer face-to-face. But the research shows that phone coaching is actually more effective because it's less confrontational and there's less distractions, and I actually find my clients open up more over the phone than they would if they were sitting in a room with me. Mm. So at the beginning, when we're taking little steps, sometimes I will say to my client, or if it's something really big, I'll say to them, send me an email every night and tell me how you went today. And there's no judgment around what they actually did or didn't do. It's just a little check-in. But I'm not the kind of coach who says, you know, who's a butt kicker, so to speak. So because my goal is to get the client to be self-reliant. So if they're just relying on me and they're just doing it for me and so that they can report back and say, tick, yes, I've done that, then I'm not doing my job properly.
But it does make you a bit more accountable if you're reporting into somebody.
Oh, absolutely. And I definitely do that, especially at the beginning while we form really good habits. But my goal as a coach, as a life coach, is to make myself redundant. So if I've been working for someone for 3 years and they still feel like they need to work with me, we generally have a conversation around...
You have to wean them off.
You do. I do. I say, you need to go out on your own for a while. Give it 6 months or so, and then come back to me, and we'll see how you're going.
Steph, just on that theme, is it possible that the coach might be needed, but it's a matter of finding the right one to extract the right things from you? Because if you went along to one and didn't feel it was beneficial, definitely, that might turn you off doing
definitely.
It. But sometimes totally. It's just the right personality that meshes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, some people love to have a coach that's really hard on them and that says, you know, you must have this done by the weekend, or we're not going to have our next session. We're going to push it out until you've done X, Y, Z. Some people really love that. That's not my style as a coach. So it is important that you get someone who's got the right style. So my style is to pull you along rather than push you. So it's to encourage you. It's to give you the courage and the confidence and that you've done it yourself. But there are other people who prefer someone to be really taskmasters and say, rightio, here's what we're going to do, tick, 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 and you agree together. But to me, that's not self-sustaining. So that's just my style. That's just my personal opinion. But yeah, if you want someone who's really going to be, you know, strong and really keep you strongly accountable, then yeah, that would be a conversation that you'd have with someone that you'd found.
The fluffiness you spoke of before is quite true. I remember years ago you'd be watching television shows, particularly American ones, and they'd be speaking of going to see their analyst, and we would laugh about that because why would someone need to do that? But as you get older, wiser, more experienced, you realise that having a mentor or role model within your life to extract the very best out of yourself is quite important. So it's becoming a lot more fashionable these days in Australia, isn't it?
Oh, look, I'm a massive fan, you know, obviously, but, you know, I believe, like, we don't plan our lives. Like, we'll plan a holiday more than we actually plan our life. And so we drift along, and to me, a midlife crisis is when people, you know, sit down and have a look and say, well, actually, you know, I'm not really happy with what I'm doing now. Everything that I thought I wanted to do when I was younger, I've sort of ticked all the boxes, and now I don't even know what to do, and it feels too late to start again.
How long should a midlife crisis last, by the way? I think I'm in my 10th year.
Yeah, well, look, it can go on for a lifetime. I think Brett would attest to that.
Yeah.
Can you, Brett?
Yeah, pretty much, Steph. Pretty much. Absolutely.
Oh, I reckon that's male menopause, Rob.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, there comes a time where you've got to stop and take stock of your life, and even on a daily basis have a bit of mindfulness to make sure you're not missing out on things and you're just working along in a dream. I was listening to a show yesterday on The Pulse, and they were saying, like, even when you're getting into a car, feel your fingers on the keys before you start the car. Be mindful about what you're actually doing at the time, because a lot of us just get into a car and start driving. And you can't remember going through a town sometimes. Mm. And try and be in that moment and in that space, and try and think about things that you're doing during the day instead of just dreaming your way through the day.
I think mindfulness is really important, but I also think there's just nothing like having, you know, a series of conversations with someone else to help to draw out, well, what is it that you really want to do? What is it that you're really good at? What really lights you up in your life? And then how can you go and incorporate that as part of your life within the parameters that we live in, which is, you know, that we have mortgages and we have responsibilities, and, you know, most people can't just quit their job and, you know, go overseas and just, you know, do whatever it is that they want to do. To me, that having that strategy in place and take and learn, you know, figuring out A, what it is that you want to do, and then B, how you can take small steps to get there and actually make it a reality. You know, there's just no substitute for having someone who is good at doing that.
Steph, we must away. If people want to get hold of you to talk about being a coach, how can they do so?
So my website is highperformancecoach.com.au, and I do love life coaching. I don't do as much sporty stuff. I've done a lot of talking about sport on your show, but I don't actually work in sport very much anymore. I love doing what I've just described, helping people figure out what they want and where they want to go and how they can actually get there. So hop on my website. I actually did a free webinar the other night on goal setting and my version of spiritual goal setting, if you like. And I just also want to quickly say, I know we're running out of time.
That's right.
The life coaching, there is no, there are no rules in terms of who can call themselves as a life coach. There's no regulation. So if you do want to engage a life coach, it's really important that you have a look at what training that they've done, and more specifically, get some testimonials and even ring a couple of their former clients, because you actually don't have to have had any training whatsoever, and you can put up a website and say, I am a life coach. There's no regulation whatsoever. So some people might have done, you know, a 3-week online course and say, oh, yeah, I'm a life coach. So it's really important that you do your homework and use your due diligence when you're finding someone.
Absolutely it is. And can I just say, Steph was my coach for 12 months and highly was brilliant. Turned my life around. So love her dearly. And and the webinar the other night was awesome, Steph. Thank you. I was on that, obviously, listening in.
Yeah.
It was good fun.
So on my, if you go into highperformancecoach.com.au, on the right-hand side of my homepage, you'll see 5 keys to bringing your dreams to life. You'll see a link there. If you hop on that, you'll be able to watch 45 minutes of me sharing some incredible stories of people who have, you know, where unbelievable things have happened to bring their dreams, make their dreams come true. So
yep,
hop on there and enjoy.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Have a wonderful day.
Talk to you again soon.
Thanks. All right,
mate.
You, Steph.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
The very, very intuitive Ms. Steph Kakaris, yeah.
That's a subject we should get deeper into at some stage. I'm a real fan
Random.
Of that. And I was,
couple of bottles
I was,
of red or something.
Got quite emotional in listening to you, just the way you said those words with passion. And
she did. Oh, I'm good. Happy to recommend it to anyone. She fitted my what I needed at that time. As she said, you just got to find someone that you click with. And fortunately, I knew her through a mutual friend before that. And it was great. So she's very, very good.